Welcome back to the Daily Drip. Thanks for tuning in yesterday and tuning in today. My name is Jerrica Ferguson. I handle marketing development for the Combine Fund Drive. And this is...
I am Philip Kerrigan. I am the program manager of the Washington State Combine Fund Drive.
Sure you are.
So I'm your boss.
I know.
And I tell you what to do.
Yes, sir. Not really.
I'll talk to your boss. I have
no... You're surrounded by women.
Yeah, I have no control over my staff.
And speaking of women...
Yes, and today is perfect because speaking of the entire female universe that I'm surrounded by, we're talking about strong women.
Yes, and that charity is Seroptimus International of Olympia. They are based out of Thurston County, and they're an organization that provides funds to improve the lives of women and girls through programs leading to social and economic empowerment.
Yeah, you may have heard of the of a podcast that we did with Seroptimus that was actually centered around volunteering. These individuals, they are on the ground working very hard to like change the lives of women and girls in Thurston County. They're based here in Olympia. They are a part of a fabulous international organization.
Yeah,
and that really cultivates like learning for women and girls.
They really do, and they actually really help at-risk middle school kids too, as well. And I think one of the things is they are really, you know, they offer a lot of different things from science, technology, a lot of STEM, different education tools. They work again with partnering charities for actually a really cool STEM program they put together in Thurston County in Lacey. The big thing is their support for children through foster care and providing backpacks filled with hygiene items.
That's right.
This group, Seroptimus, they're helping these girls in things that I think each one of us, not really Philip because he's a man, but he maybe went through his own things.
I mean,
as a young female, you have these struggles that it's really hard to sometimes talk to with your parents, and Seroptimus is there for them. And I think that they work really well with educators in our schools, particularly in the Thurston County area. I know that, you know, not only the partnerships they do with charities, but they really... just hit the nail on the head of how to educate and how to like really just move girls and be like, you can do it.
Yeah. So I have a daughter. And one of the major things is I want my daughter to live in a world where, she can do the same work for the same pay. Right. It's very important to me. And I hope that, I know that, she will go through different sets of insecurities than my boys will. Right. And on top of that, she'll also deal in a society that is still trying to figure out exactly how strong women fit into it.
Well,
right.
And it's going to be interesting for her moving up in generations of seeing where my mother and my grandmother came from to where I am. And my mom even says to me, like, gosh, I just wish I had the independence and like strongness that you have when you can talk to people in your employment. And I'm what do you mean you couldn't do that?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, like you didn't have a voice. And she's like, no, I didn't feel like I could. And so this like breaking of the glass ceiling can continue to move forward.
Yep.
And I'm just, I really hope that your daughter has opportunities that I do still feel that I don't have.
That's right. I totally agree with you. And I tell you, organizations like this, like Seroptimus, like Women United, that are on the ground, like CASA, like the Boys and Girls Club, organizations like that are on the ground making tangible difference in the lives of women and girls, trying to get them to learn more, to get them in sectors of maybe society that currently they're closed off from, is very, very powerful.
It is. Yeah. And let's talk about some powerful statistics, actually. Mm-hmm. So statistics on education for girls, 65 million girls, 65 million girls around the world are not in school.
That's insane.
Not in school, not being educated.
Not even in school.
Not in school.
Like it's not like they're in school and they're not like getting grades.
Right.
They're just like not there.
And there's a large part that don't even get the ability or allowed to go to school.
That's insane.
Yeah. Of 123 million kids between 15 and 24 who can't read, 61% of them are young women.
That's insanity again.
Is above half.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing about it is there are all these kids who can't read and most of them are girls.
Yeah, and here's another one. It's just talking about that generational issue that we had 61% of them don't read. Now a child born to a mother who can't read or write is can read or write is 50% more likely to survive past the age of 5. Just so you are a mother, and just the ability of reading and writing
increases the survival rate of your kid.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I just, the importance, just this importance is so strong. And what's is so important is that Soroptimist is actually a group that has their hand right on education and sees girls that are at risk that can help with them.
And we're talking about this group takes tangible action. They work on the ground with separate organizations to try and increase things. They don't do any sort of weird like passive aggressive things. They are on the ground doing things to make lives better for girls and women.
Yeah, they are. Pretty cool. And they actually gave us a giving statistic. Philip, do you want to tell us about it?
Can I?
You may, sir.
Because this is a female podcast. I will only do what you tell me to do.
Well, in that case, I want a pay raise.
Oh, well, I can't do that. Sorry, it's a state
donation-based
Office of Financial Management statistic. I can't.
You just
can't
threw
do
some
it.
OFM volunteers under the bus right there, which you better be listening.
I just can't. The state law prevents me. I mean, state government.
Sounds
I
like
apologize.
You should email Philip Kerrigan.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
In that case, I'll just take
Jerrica
the statistics.
Gets a 15% pay raise.
Yes, that is recorded evidence.
All right, so I will talk
thanks,
about
ladies.
Yes, I will talk about the profound difference $100 makes. Yeah. So basically that is $10 a paycheck, right? A little less, but about $10 a paycheck if you want to do a recurring gift. What it does is that it helps their organization have the funds needed to provide education awards and scholarships to individuals, tuition assistance to middle school girls to participate in STEM programs. Yep. Now, we all know that STEM is, of course, of great emphasis for a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. It is a field that American children in general struggle with, but in particular, it is a struggle for women and girls to get into.
Yeah.
And so the field is very difficult. It is a tangible field that I think if you go to college for that, you have opportunities.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing that the reason that we're pushing for STEM is that it just seems that we just girls may seem insecure for some reason, and they see it at the middle age level. When I've heard some optimists talk about it, that the STEM program that they work with, these partner charities, they really just say, like, you can do it. Again, encouragement, mentorship. They actually bring scientists in for their programs.
That's right.
From around different universities here in Washington. They provide these really cool bags for the kids during this day. They get these like science backpacks together, books with like information, and gives like a camp. It's like a science camp for STEM.
Very cool.
And it's just these girls that get to work with other girls. And I think that's a big thing is when we look at these STEM programs, a lot of times I saw in school time and time again, you're in your classes and it seems to be that like one girl would be with like a group of four boys and her voice is not heard. Same if a boy is in a group of, you know, a lot of girls, that tends to happen. You see it every day at work.
That's right.
But I think that's a huge thing that we see.
Yeah.
Something that I just noticed in school though, for me was, you know, particularly for STEM, when I was in classes, whether it was what I, you know, I think woodworking is a type of STEM, even though they may not consider, which I think they do.
I should hope so.
I would think so. But even that, science classes, different things like that, really kind of working with your hands and using mathematical skills.
Right.
I would notice that if I myself or I noticed other girls were paired up with a group of boys, their voice was not as loud, and vice versa. Yeah. I mean, you see it every day when you're with us women. We are trumping everything that you say in the office, which is how it should be. but one of those things that I think the reason I bring it up is this group, again, they give this opportunity for women to be with women, and it allows them to have a voice within each other and really learn about one another's strengths and skills and not feel intimidated that they're wrong because they're maybe not picking it up as fast, or maybe they do pick it up as fast, but they don't have that voice yet.
Yep.
And so I think it's a really great opportunity that they have the ability to do for $100 that $100 can give the opportunity for these girls to go through a whole range of awesomeness for like this camp that I think is like a week long camp that they do in Thurston County.
You have a sign in your house that I think hits the nail on the head. Women's rights are human rights.
Yeah.
And I think that organizations like Seroptimist and other organizations mm-hmm. in our community mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. are doing that exact thing.
Yeah. And I think one of the biggest things that, you know, you can do is look at Seroptimist International of Olympia. And if you have questions for them, contact them. Karen there is awesome. She is.
Shout out to Karen.
She is so helpful in so many things that we do. Such a supporter of the CFD, and we support her. We've actually done a podcast with her, as Philip has mentioned. Mm-hmm. Take a listen to that about volunteerism. Just incredible work that they do. They love state employees too. They came to PSRW. Yeah, yes. You know, just thank you so much to that organization. Yep.
If you like what you hear about Seroptimist International, you haven't done it already, you can go to our website and look for them. It's a very unique name. Mm-hmm. And then if you're listening to this through the website, you can go ahead and click start mm-hmm. giving to this charity. As always, we want you to
please rate and review us as always, because it is important for us to know that you like us.
Yeah, I'm very insecure and I want you to like me.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
You get berated a little bit.
I do. But that is today's Daily Drip. Women power, people.
Yeah.
Get out there and be fantastic women.
Thank you. Yeah. We will continue.
Excellent. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, we will.